لا تنسوا من القرآن الكريم in the 14th juz of the Quran al-Kareem, the first surah with which the juz starts is known as Suratul Hijr. Suratul Hijr, the second verse, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. The days will definitely come, and again and again, time and again, the people of Kufr will say, ah, if only we had accepted Islam. Until that day comes, Almighty Allah says, ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا. In this world now, leave them. Let them continue eating and enjoying life. وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلُ. Let their hopes take them very far from the truth. Put them into complete oblivion regarding the coming days of the year after. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Soon a time would come that they will understand the reality of everything. Almighty Allah discusses that no matter how much effort will be made upon some of these, those whose hearts have been sealed, even if miracles are brought in front of their eyes, وَلَوْ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, if we had to open a door going to the heavens for them, فَظَلُّوا فِيهِ يَعْرُجُونَ, and we allowed them to go through that door, even then they will say, لَقَالُوا إِنَّمَا سُكِّرَتْ أَبْصَارُنَا, they will say, we are in a state of intoxication. بَلْ نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ مَسْحُورُونَ, rather someone has made magic upon us. What will be the truth, they will call it magic. What is lies and magic, they will regard it as the truth. The surah is known as Suratul Hijr because Almighty Allah mentions in the surah the different groups that the Arabs, when they would make their journey from Makkah Mukarramah to the lands of Sham, they would pass by the dwellings of these people. In the previous surah at the ending, Almighty Allah had indicated, وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ, that so many a time when you are going, when they used to travel, then they would stop at these dwellings. Because there was something built up, they would use it for shelter. Later on, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would teach the principle that that area on which the punishment of Almighty Allah came, a man should not even go there to spend the night. A man should not go there to take any enjoyment, to take any rest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if ever you have to pass by these places, then you should pass in that state of fear, that it should not happen, that that punishment and curse which hit them will also afflict you. But this was on the highway. They would go past these areas. Almighty Allah speaks about the people of Madian. One group of them are known as Ashabul Aika, the people of the forest. Allah Tabarakala says, فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ, we took our revenge from them. وَإِنَّهُمَا لَبِإِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ, they and the people of Lut alayhi salam were on the main road. Every time when the people would go for the journey, they would pass. It was a lesson for them. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and then not very far was the ruins of the people of Thamud. They asked Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam for a miracle. But a man whose heart is sealed, and camel was given, a pregnant camel was given. They asked for it. The mountain, the rock opened up. Everyone knew that from a rock you can only get another rock. No camels are born in a rock. Almighty Allah, however, they asked for a sign. Almighty Allah would show them a sign. What a sign it was. It was called Ayatullah, an open sign of Almighty Allah's Qudrat. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam had taken a promise from them before, that if the sign of Almighty Allah comes to you, you cannot deny it. Because the normal system of Almighty Allah is, if you deny after asking for the sign, then you will be punished immediately. As a favor, kindness upon them, Almighty Allah gave them one more chance. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam said, as long as you show respect to the sign of Almighty Allah. However, when they found this mighty sign, this camel affecting their dunya, when the time of the camel drinking would come, the other animals would move away. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam noticed this. He did not want to harm them, but they had asked for the sign. When you ask for a sign and you find that perhaps your dunya is being slightly affected, he made a deal with them. One day the camel will drink water, and the next day I will keep it away from the waters. As for the grass is enough in the world. It will go and eat its own. No one has to look after it. It was only regarding the drinking time. Even that they were not happy. When they found the sign of Almighty Allah interfering with their dunya, they were so bold, the very sign which they had asked for, and they were warned, if you do not respect the sign, punishment will come upon you. But they were ready to have it slaughtered. They killed, they destroyed the sign of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah destroyed them. They were known as the people of Hijr. On them the surah is taken its name. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. How they refused to accept the messengers of Allah. What and what signs we gave them. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ آيَاتِنَا. But they turned blind to it. وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ. They were taking pride in what they could build. In the mountains they were building houses. And they felt that this house will never collapse. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُصْبِحِينَ. No mighty army was needed to take them down. It was one scream. فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Whatever they had built until that day, whatever they had earned, that house right in the mountain, nothing was able to avail them. They were also left, and they were left as a sign. Almighty Allah at the end of the surah then speaks about the sign that the people of this ummah got. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِي. Indeed we have given you 7 verses of the Quran, which will be continuously repeated. Mufassirin explain, this is called Suratul Fatiha. It is only the beginning of the Quran. وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ. And we have given you then the entire Quran. Some Mufassirin explain, وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ here refers to a badal, meaning we have given you Surah Fatiha, which is actually the crux of the entire Quran. So whether the verse is referring to only Surah Fatiha, one surah, meaning this one surah that you have been given, is more greater than every sign that every other ummah ever had taken. But how they, when they could not show respect to the sign of Almighty Allah, when they found it affecting their dunya a little, they became angry with the sign, because of which that very sign which they asked for became the means of their destruction. In the beginning of Surah Baqarah, Almighty Allah mentioned, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا. With this very Quran, Almighty Allah takes many far. وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Whoever would show respect to the sign of Almighty Allah, how far it would take them towards Almighty Allah. Whoever would disrespect it, Allah Tabarakala says, indeed we have given you 7 ayat, which will be repeated again and again. We have given you the mighty Quran. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به. The respect of the Quran. For the respect of the camel, Nabi Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam said, do not ever touch it with an evil intention. The respect of the Quran, Almighty Allah indicates to in the next verse, the respect of the Quran is, after the Quran has come to you, after one surah of the Quran has come to you, now let your eye never ever turn towards, with the desire, towards that which we have given to the people around you who have not been blessed with this mighty sign of Almighty Allah. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به. Those things that we have given them from which they will take enjoyment, do not ever let your eye stray towards that. ولا تحزن عليهم. When you look at their condition and you see them in their enjoyment, it should not cause any grief, any pain in your heart. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Rather with pity, with humility, with love, look at the people of Iman. وَقُلْ. And say to the world, إِنِّي أَنَا النَّذِيرُ الْمُبِينَ. I have come to give you a warning. كَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الْمُقْتَسِمِينَ الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ عِظِينَ فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. The warning is that Allah Ta'ala says, those people who before were given the book of Almighty Allah, but they chose part of it, and they refused to choose part. That part which they found was not going to harm their dunya, happily they would take it. They would take pride in it. They would say, we are the people of the book. And that part which was going to affect their dunya, they would turn a blind eye, they would reinterpret it, they would try to change its meaning, they would just overlook it. They made a division, accepting some, الَّذِينَ جَعَلُوا الْقُرْآنَ. The word of Almighty Allah, they decided to make it into bits. One bit which is appealing to me, I will accept it. The one that is not, Allah Ta'ala says, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ أَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Indeed, by the qasam of Allah, every one of them will be questioned with regard to what they had done. The respect of the Quran Kareem, number one, is that the eye must never wander to what people around us have. When Allah Ta'ala gave us the Quran, many a time people translate or understand it that the hafiz of the Quran or the alim of the Quran, he has been given the Quran. His eye must never go to what the other people have. Rather, it is Allah Ta'ala has given all the people the Quran. Some people have been given the honor of reading the Quran, to look at the Quran, to hold the Quran. Some have been given the honor of memorizing the Quran. Some have been given the honor of understanding the meaning of this Quran, the gift of the Quran, and especially Surah Fatiha, which has entered into the heart of practically the entire Ummah. Just this one Surah itself is that gift. It is that ayat of Almighty Allah, that after it has entered the heart of an individual, the respect of the Surah and the entire Quran demands, number one, that the eye does not go to anything else which the people around us enjoy. We have been given the greatest sign, Ayatullah. The second respect of the Quran Kareem is, there is no choosing part and leaving part. That part which harmed the dunya of the people of Salih alayhi salam, they were not ready to let the dunya get harmed. In that disrespect they showed to the camel, they lost their dunya also, they lost their akhirah. Whoever will show great respect for the Quran, to accept the entire Quran, those ayat of the Quran which make us so happy, which speaks about paradise, and those ones that make us scared, which speak about Jahannam, we accept both of them. Those ayat which is called looking at the signs of Allah and how we enjoy when it's read, and those ayat which speaks about the commands of Almighty Allah, which are difficult against our nature perhaps sometimes, our customs have to be broken, we accept it all. Who will show respect to the sign of Almighty Allah, he will look after his dunya, he will look after his akhirah. The next surah is known as Suratul Nahl. Nahl refers to the bee. In the surah, Almighty Allah explains the miraculous nature of this Quran Kareem. What a surah it is, Surah Fatiha. And then, Wal Quran Al Azim, how great this Quran is. If this Quran will be taken and understood to be Ayatullah, and the respect will be given, which is the right of the Quran Kareem, if the eye does not wander away, if the entire Quran can be taken and accepted, Almighty Allah speaks about that when this Quran came into this world, the era at that time was an era of total darkness. وَيَجْعَلُونَ لِلَّهِ الْبَنَاتِ سُبْحَانَهُ. During that time, people would regard that the jinn are the daughters of Almighty Allah. The filthy and the dirty jinn, they were worshipping them more than they turned their attention to Almighty Allah. So far they had gone from reality. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى. When the news would come to any of them that a daughter has been born in your house, aqal, even if there was no shariat, the demand of man's mind would have been, your child, whether it's a girl, whether it's a boy, a child has been born in your house, you're supposed to become happy. But that nation who took the jinn as their teachers, who worshipped the jinn, taking them as the daughters of Almighty Allah, the jinn taught them how terrible a daughter is in a house. She is a disgrace to the man of the house. وَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا. His face would become black. He would become angry. يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ. He would hide from his people. He would say, this is not glad tidings. This is a terrible news that has reached me. Now, أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونَ. He would sit and think in his house, should I keep this girl and remain disgraced my whole life? أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُرَابِ. He says, rather I think it's better to bury her in the sand. أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. Almighty Allah says, how terrible their decisions would be. This was the darkest of errors. It was known as the era of ignorance. Today we also live in that very era, that ignorance has spread right through the world. In their time, it was ignorance what we call today, but they did not see it as ignorance. Almighty Allah says, تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِكَ. By the qasam of Allah, it was not only this era which was an era of ignorance. It had happened in the past. We had also sent our anbiya to nations before you. فَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Shaitan beautified their time. He beautified their actions. Their ignorance was seen as intelligence. The era which was backward was seen as a progressive era. Whatever was wrong as seen was right. And when a Nabi would come and say to them, what are you doing? They would regard the Nabi that someone has made magic on your mind. فَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمُ الْيَوْمِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Almighty Allah says, He is their companion, He is their friend, He was in Jahannam, He will be with them. For all of them is a terrible punishment. But amazing, in such an era, in the era of ignorance, of darkness, this miraculous Quran entered into that era. وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ. When this kitab came upon these people, the entire history of the Arabs changed from being what the world will call at that time barbarians, from being the furthest from what is called the truth, from being the furthest from guidance. When this Quran entered, everything of this Quran is miraculous. It has the miraculous nature of the water of the sky. Almighty Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Look at the water that your Allah sent from the sky. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. The land was completely dead. The water touched it. Not only did grass come out and give it life, but a seed grew. Plants came out. Fruits came out. In that day, life came for others. The earth was dead. When Allah's water fell on it, not only did it come alive, it started giving life to other things. When the Quran entered into the heart of the people around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only did it make dead hearts alive, it made them start giving life to the people around the world. Until today, when every single Sahabi's name is taken, the world will say, radiyallahu anhu wa radu an. They were happy with Allah. Allah is happy with them. The miraculous nature of the Quran, Almighty Allah gives an example we see around us in the world. Wa inna lakum fil an'ami al-ibra. Look at the animals and take lesson. Nusqikum mimma fi butunihi. Inside that cow, inside the camel, inside the goat, you will find that on one side, the stomach is a collection of dirt and blood. That's all it is. Cut the stomach of the animal at the time of Qurbani. You will not find any milk in it. You will only find dirt and blood. Almighty Allah says, in the environment of dirt and blood, we take out for you from the stomach of that animal, labanan khalisan sa'ighal lisharibin, pure milk. How enjoyable it is for the one who wants to drink it. The miraculous nature of this Quran, it itself will remain pure, no matter what environment it would enter, whether they call it the 21st century, the era of technology and advancement, the filthiest and dirtiest of eras. But the Quran, 1400 years plus, not a fatha, a dhamma has changed. How pure it was in the beginning, it remains so pure at the ending. How in the beginning people enjoyed reading it, 1400 years later, when a man reads the Quran, he finds what enjoyment. The more that it is read, a person when he drinks milk, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, for every other food he would make a dua, وَزِدْنَا مِنْهُ. O Allah, grant us. O Allah, we thank you for this food that you have given. وَأَطْعِمْنَا خَيْرًا مِنْ. And we ask you that feed us even better than this. But he said, but when you drink milk, then your dua will be, وَزِدْنَا مِنْهُ. O Allah, grant us more of this milk. And he said, because you will not find a food, a drink which is more beneficial, more healthier than milk. It is this Quran. The more that a person will drink it, the more he will enjoy it. It is like milk. He will enjoy it even more the more he reads. He will never become tired. The more he reads, the more his enthusiasm will become more. Allah Tabaruk Tala gave it a miraculous nature of milk. سَائِغَلْ لِشْتَارِبِينَ. How easily it goes down the throat of a person. Not only is it like milk, but that person who reads the Quran, milk when you drink it, it goes into your body and it becomes part of your body. It gives strength to the body. The Quran, when it enters into the heart of an individual, it makes him like milk. That he now becomes unique in the environment. The filthy environment around him does not affect him. He remains pure through the errors. And then Allah Tabaruk Tala gives the example for which the surah took its name. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ. It is called inspiration. Almighty Allah says, Allah inspired the bee. He inspired the bee how to make its hive, where to make its hive. And then he said to the bee, قُلِي مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ. You can now go out to the fruits and the plants. فَسْلُكِي سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلَا. The roads of your Rabb have been made easy for you, meaning you will not get lost. Wherever this bee goes, it has its own GPS. In the darkness of the night, in the light of the day, where there's no signs in the sky, but this bee is not going to get lost. The miraculous nature of this Quran is inspiration. That person whose mind and heart opens up to it, he will go out in the world. First, luki subula rabbiki zulula. He will find Allah Taala has made the path easy. Wherever he goes, he will not get lost. يَخْرُجُ مِن بُطُونِهَا. And then from the thing that the bee would gather, from it Allah Taala would make a drink, which will be beneficial to the world. فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Miraculous nature of the Qur'an. Whoever will take this Qur'an in his heart, Allah Taala through the barakah of the Qur'an, thereafter will make him say those words, which will be beneficial to mankind. He will do those actions which will be beneficial to mankind. From whatever he takes from the world, honey will come from him. He will enjoy it. The people around him will enjoy it. Allah Tabarakala gave us the miracle, the sign of Almighty Allah. Whether we have been given only one surah of this Quran, whether we have been given this entire Quran, according to the different person, how much he has been given, everyone must show utmost respect to this Quran, love for this Quran, then this Quran will make a person's life. He will be unique in the era, unique in the qabr, unique in the akhirah. May Almighty Allah make us all min ahlil Quran, from the people of Quran, and those who give the full respect to the Quran.